Forever.
Sunspots.
I saw that. Oh my gosh, I saw that.
It's noonday sun.
It's so hard to drink this piping hot beverage through a mask. It's really hard. But it does filter. It does filter it out.
That's what I love about you. Filtration.
Hashtag no filter. Welcome back for another steaming.
Piping.
Scalding. Serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some hot goss. Well, happy Juneteenth, Diva.
Happy Juneteenth, Diva. For those that don't know, Juneteenth is today. It's June 19th, and it commemorates the emancipation of slaves in the U.S. The holiday was first celebrated in Texas in 1865 in Galveston and in the aftermath of the Civil War when slaves were finally free. But I had heard that some slaves didn't find out for a year or two after that they were free because, like, no phones, no newspapers. Can you believe that?
Well, that probably makes sense because then it would be like, we're going to literally, like, not share the news with people that we have enslaved.
Yeah, literally 2 years, 2.5 years, because the Emancipation Proclamation was January 1st, 1863. Ask Bunny, she was there.
Wow. Yeah.
So Trump's little rally moved to the day after Juneteenth now, right?
Yeah, so tomorrow. But yes, Juneteenth is an important day. I'm glad he fucking didn't do that fucking rally on Juneteenth.
That would have been disgusting, but can we talk about Kellyanne Conway's facelift real quick? Girl, she got a yank and pump. She got a good old yank and pump.
I don't think she got yanked. That's too much downtime.
She definitely got a yank.
Good pump.
No, that jowl right there and that fold over line right there, it's called the something fold right there.
Do you think she got the just daytime facelift? The sort of
she definitely got a lower. No, I don't think that's swords. That's a full. Yeah, because her neck was always pretty fine. So maybe it was just a lower. But she got yanked, pumped, and bundled.
Yeah.
For sure. Horrible person still.
Yeah, I mean, you can't cover up that level.
No,
of,
I mean, I try. I have a mask on and a wig, but same.
The demon still shows through. Juneteenth is recognized as a state holiday or a special day of observance in 47 out of the 50 states. Who are the three that are not? It's like the three Supreme Court guys who are dicks.
Yeah, those guys, terrible.
And even though it's recognized, it's more so like lip service because it's not actually like, it's like recognized on the books, but it's not.
That was a Sunday like, party at Abbey.
Lip service.
Starring Ray Liddrey.
And Aluja.
That's Aluja. Yes. So Juneteenth. Also, I don't know if this is in the outline, but the queer town hall is happening this weekend. Okay, perfect. Well, that's happening this weekend starting today, going through June 21st.
Bob
and just like a long list of fucking amazing people and activists and icons. The list goes on and on and on. And what I recommend doing is you can go to blackqueertownhall.org and you can donate to the GoFundMe there. And this is interesting because, and I was listening to Bob and Peppermint and Monet. They did a podcast about this, but that money isn't necessarily going to one of the many causes out there. They are using that money to pay the people for their time and their minds for being involved in the Black Queer Town Hall, which is really cool. So your donation will be going directly to strong Black people who are helping us like navigate our way through this, which is really important.
Yo, and this show, this lineup, it's lit. We have MJ Rodriguez from Pose, mm-hmm. Angelica Ross from Pose, Keza Carr, Shea Diamond, Monet, Todrick, Alex Newell, who just got a second season of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Congrats, queen. Everybody watch Alex. She's amazing on it. And Bob, and I'm going to be watching for sure.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I don't mean to skip over this little piece of news on the outline, Willem.
Is there a news nugget?
The Emmy nominations have been updated, and Willem, you are also nominated for makeup for Eastsiders. Oh my gosh!
A double nomination. What an honor.
How many categories are you running in, Tina?
What category are we on right now? What category are we on right now?
Honey, I think you should have walked face today instead of body. I'm sorry, but I just have to call it how I call it.
I can't, you know, I'm full package sex siren. I can't I can't isolate like you. I can't do that.
For body, I just didn't see it today, but I'm sorry. So it's a chop for me. Sorry, I've been watching Legendary. I can't help it.
Legendary is amazing.
Hold that pose for me.
Everything about it brings me joy. So much joy.
Especially fucking Megan Thee Stallion's fucking clothes.
I
don't have any words.
I love week her, after week.
But congratulations. So wait, it's just because you had great makeup, or did you do makeup on other people, or like
what? Well, I did makeup on a main character in the show. The whole time I was there, Kit Williamson, the creator of the show, had the forethought to include me on the nomination, which, like, now that I think to myself, I'm like, yeah, cool, definitely.
Well, that is amazing. And I hope that this sets an example, because oftentimes drag queens are their own makeup person, and we're expected to do that on a lot of sets that we get called to.
Did you see the Allure magazine history of drag makeup thing? Oh, girl. On Twitter? And then I talked to one of the girls that they did it, and she told me that the makeup artist had never done drag makeup. And they ruined a $450 bobby pins wig, and it was $150. She got paid for 14 hours, but they ruined her wig, and then she had to go to the gig.
How'd they ruin the wig?
I don't know.
Take a shit in it like Lea Michele.
You know what? I did a cake eating contest at Hamburger Mary's once, and I took off my wig. I basically picked my wig up and shoved the cake under it. And I still wore that wig for a good like year before I washed it, after I had dried it and like flaked the cake out of it. But I had never washed it.
I bet that smelled really nice after the buttercream really started.
You know
to
what
set
hair
in.
It was? It was the hair I wore in the walk-in challenge for the butt on season 4, that rat-tat $5 human hair with the root. That it's now that blue hair that I wore in AAA.
The one you wore into the workroom on Drag Race?
No, we don't talk about that hair anymore.
The one
she's retired. Leave her alone.
The one that's only a human because it has jizz in it.
Jada, bitch.
And was
how
exposed
do you think you make
to radiation.
That's how you make a synthetic wig human.
And it became sentient. Okay, well, we have something really exciting coming up.
Spell exciting, darling.
E-X-T-R- Can you use it in a sentence?
Her makeup was exciting.
I thought the judges' critiques were exciting. I'm excited. We are, of course, doing the Race Chaser Presents Spelling is Fundamental. Secret Celebrity Drag Queen Spelling Bee Challenge Competition Contest. Starring Alaska and Willem.
Yay. Girl, we're going to go round for round with some of the fiercest drag queens in the world. And see who got the smarts. Who's the walking Merriam Webster dictionary tree. Mm-hmm. This is going to be good. I think there's points for wig, whoever has the best hair. If there's spelling reveals, like if a girl pours like alphabet soup on her, that's considered cheating because those are letters. That's not fair.
Yeah.
We're going to have lots of rules, just like All Stars 5.
or Scrabble gags. Pieces. That's also not allowed.
Yeah, no logos, no hints.
Now, here's the thing. We're doing this for fun. I'm not sure what inspired you to want to do a spelling bee, Willem, but it was your idea. And
it was our idea.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it because I love spelling and it's something I take really seriously. But the main thing is the ticket sales and all of your donations are going to benefit Glitz. Okay. Now, Glitz is a really amazing cause. They raised $1 million in a week. That's $1 million for their buildings, and they are keeping it going because they are creating a space for trans individuals who need their help. Kyan Dorishow and her team need our support, and they are doing some really amazing work for I believe is it trans women who just got out of
Rikers,
which mm-hmm. is a prison, right?
A prison correct. In New York.
Yes,
and. Kyan gave this amazing speech at the rally where everybody was wearing white in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I love her. Like, I'm so glad we're raising money for this woman. And this cause, because she managed to get through to everybody's heart in the audience and everybody's mind and managed to pepper in a little bit of good pussy. She said it twice, because even then her friend was like, wait, say it again. And she held up her phone. You know, her friend was holding up her phone. And it was like the perfect thing in the speech, because it's like it just warmed my heart so much. Find the speech. Look her up. She's going to be on our Instagram. Actually, we'll link it on our Instagram. We have that power.
We do. We do. They're doing
the password.
They're doing really amazing work over at Glitz. So we had a really great turnout for our last live stream Race Chaser event. So we want to even break that record and raise some money for an amazing cause. You can go to racechasertickets.com right now and you can get your tickets. You can get your today ticks. For the Race Chaser Spelling Bee extravaganza.
Don't say cheap, don't say pussy.
Cheap pussy.
Once again, that's racechasertickets.com/drag.
No, it's not /drag. If you enter /drag, the website will say 404 not found.
Well, can I play it off my phone then?
They will unsubscribe from the podcast out of frustration. Our numbers will plummet. Today, Tix will pull their endorsement.
That's okay. We have Thrive now. We're Thrive Girls.
You know us. We're the Thrive Girls.
Okay.
Do you need something gluten-free?
How was our experience at the All Black Lives Matter March protest in Hollywood, WeHo, this past weekend?
It was great. I have 3 giant blisters, totally worth it. And
none of them on your feet.
No, mostly my mouth. two on my mouth, and one somehow on my undercarriage still.
Here's the thing. I am always, as soon as we started like walking and the whole group started like walking together, I got really overwhelmed and really overcome with just like, I got emotional. I was like crying because like seeing so many people physically in one place who are standing up for like the right side of fucking history, the right side of like what needs to happen in the world right now, is very empowering and really touching. And if you have a chance to go out to a demonstration or a protest, I really recommend putting on your fucking mask and keeping social distance as much as you can. But getting out and putting your feet on the ground for one of these events is really fucking amazing.
Yeah, I kind of want to go to Chicago because Shay's about to get charged with arson. She is setting fire to all the rain there. I've been watching her, the Vixen. Dita's been front and center at some protests that I've been seeing. Chicago is turning up, and their drag world is going through a kind of revolution right now, too. T-Rex, Cat Sass were both called out for,
really?
I guess. There was an incident with a sloppy stage and she broke her foot, and I haven't read the whole thing, but she blamed the girl and I think she banned her from the show. And I think they're doing a town hall, and
yeah,
Roscoe's management, Berlin's management, and T-Rex. And I'm thinking that they're all going to try to work together to make it a happier tomorrow for drag in Chicago and more inclusive. But Tranica was basically saying, like, there is no, I've kept the casting and like the how and the whys of who's in the show a secret. Yeah. There's never been like a rule or anything. It's always been up to me, autonomous. And I was like, damn, she just laid that out. And I didn't realize a microaggression was like say something funny or like that, or like you're wearing that again. But like those kind of things, like they do get to a girl for sure. Like, it's like, don't say that. Like, this is my outfit. For when I do that song. So I have to wear it, you know, like people looks like that.
So wait, you're wearing that again?
Well, I mean, at least I have a nail on Miss Sharpie. Miss Dolly Levi wants to paint a stripe down the center of her nail. That's all they see when you spin.
This whole scenario in Chicago is, I mean, this is like a big thing. I saw one of the posts, I saw it on Layla McQueen's page, and it was like a long letter addressed to T-Rex.
Layla's Chicago now too. I always forget that.
Right. And T-Rex is a queen in Chicago who runs a bunch of different shows. There's like a contest show. There's like a showcase.
She does the viewing parties for Roscoe.
Yes.
She does matinee at Berlin.
Yeah. We've all worked with her. And I guess a lot of people got together and they were calling her out for some grievances that have been ongoing for a long time. And this has been a moment where everybody sort of got together. They wrote everything out, itemized. It wasn't just a like, you're a piece of shit kind of drag her moment. It was like, these are the things that you're doing that are wrong and that are bad. So what, I mean, I don't know all of them offhand, but like you said, it was sort of being the judge and the jury as far as the contests go, who gets cast in the shows, sort of like, I guess, like tokenism, which what was she like just kind of hiring one person of color and then everyone else was white? Was that the vibe? Does anyone know?
I don't know the specifics of it.
Basically, the people of the drag community in Chicago got together and they laid it out and they said, if we're going to move forward, this is what needs to change. And it sounds as though T-Rex, you know, she issued a statement that was like, all right, I'm going to learn. I'm going to take a step back. I'm not going to be the one hosting the shows for a while until like we can put these things in motion.
And they're doing biweekly switch offs. So there's more diversity in the hosts. So
yeah,
an African-American queen, definitely every other week type of thing. One of the things that was in the letter though was that was listed as a microaggression for T-Rex was telling girls to only do upbeat numbers. I'm like,
keep
I don't
it
understand.
Upbeat, girls.
I don't keep it like that's not a microaggression. That's like a crowd thing and a nightclub thing. No one comes to a nightclub to hear a ballad. Like you're doing a gown number in a club. It doesn't work like that. You need a stage for a gown number, darling, because they can only see from like your waist up. This is a bar. So keep it up, you know, like that's what I always said. Keep it up, like, and keep it up off the floor because your dress will be fucking soaked with like bar juice. Like, don't do gowns in clubs. Keep your numbers upbeat. Like when girls do a ballad at brunch, I'm sending the eggs back.
Okay.
Don't want it. Don't want it. Don't need it.
Okay.
I don't know
the whole story because
well, keep it upbeat, okay?
Keep it upbeat with a lot of BPMs. No park and barks. You better move your stems.
It seemed like a lot of people who signed on to the letter and the general consensus was those were things that were said to them, but not said to other people. The idea that white entertainers were sort of allowed to do whatever they want.
See, that's where the issue is.
Correct. And so it really is similar to cities that are working to pass new budgets and reimagine their structures. It's exactly what Alaska was saying about changing the scene in Chicago, sort of being the lead in changing things. I don't know where she went.
No, I'm still here. I was listening. I thought
she hit it. She hit it. She hit it. Totes.
We're doing.
But it'll be cool to see the town hall. It'll be really cool to see how that all plays out and how they move forward in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys been watching season 2 of Pose on Netflix? It's out. I love seeing Jiggly and Peppermint pop up so much. There's this part where Jiggly's like pouring glitter on one of her house sisters, like from above. So I texted her. I was like, "Oh, you went from eating glitter to pouring glitter. What a upgrade, bitch!"
Wow.
She said, "Fuck you." I said, "I love you." Like, I love talking to the girls late at night.
Yeah, me too.
Would you
Spotlight.
Like to? Do you like music? I do.
You know, this I do like music.
Not music this week. Oh. It's fun. A fundraising rainbow.
Ooh, Spotlight. A fundraising. Well, I have an idea for the song of Rainbow Spotlight when we get there. But okay, so this is a fundraising Rainbow Spotlight this week. Okay, this is for Alibi in New York City, which is the last. It's the last Black-owned gay bar in Harlem. Oh my God. Okay.
There's some info from the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
It says, "Hi, I am Alex Minko, the proud owner of Alibi Lounge." Alexi Minko, sorry, the proud owner of Alibi Lounge. My bar is the only openly gay bar in Harlem, and I believe as of 2019, I am the last Black gay bar owner in Manhattan. Originally from Gabon, I immigrated to New York City in 2006. The queer community of Harlem inspired me to create a safe haven for everyone in the world, but especially for the LGBTQ community mm-hmm. in Harlem. My intention was to provide employment, training, and potential small business ownership skills to the LGBTQ Black, Latino, young adults in Harlem. Alibi Lounge, in association with Strive International, created a program sponsored by the City of New York offering hospitality career training as a commitment to this goal. This ensured employment to those who achieved their training successfully. They're in danger of closing due to COVID-19, and they have a GoFundMe if you got a dollar. Or whatever you would spend on a drink in a bar, throw it there maybe. Because you're not going out to a bar right now if you're smart. That's for sure.
Yeah.
COVID on the rise. And anyway, in our state, our COVID is still a threat in California, Florida, New York. It's gone up Texas and all the spots that reopened against, you know, whatever, hopes. So yeah. New York's getting hit again, too. So hit their spot, hit their GoFundMe. It's linked on our Instagram, Race Chaser Pod.
And in the podcast description, you can also find the link. And this is important because, I mean, bars and like clubs are not just a place to get wasted. They are really like a place for community. And especially this one. I mean, Alexi went on. They said that, you know, they've provided employment and training and like opportunities for people in our community. So like, this is a really important cause. Alibi is also the name of a song on the Star Is Born soundtrack. So in case you...
Alibi!
Without an alibi!
That song's really good too. You don't hear the second verse in the movie, but you hear the first one. And it's a soundtrack song, isn't it?
Oh, I think so.
I also like the address of the GoFundMe, Willem. Do you see what it says?
The address of the GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com/F/everybody needs an alibi.
Yeah, everyone needs an alibi.
That's
like
tea.
Alibi would be a good drag king name.
Yes. Ooh. Check out Alibi. Albert Ibby.
No, Albert, and then he got the hiccup, so it's Al. Oop, bye.
bye. This is Albert Updo. John Updike. Okay, this is a really important cause. We want you to check it out. And a lot of people have been hit hard by COVID in our community. So this is a good place to do something and be part of something great. We're going to go ahead and take a break. But I want to shout out this song. It's called, it's by Shea Coulee, and it's the song that she strip teases to on the pole, and it's really fucking good. What's it called?
Collide.
It's called
featuring
Collide.
Mickey Blanco.
Featuring Mickey Blanco.
DJ, play that track.
If you want to ride, we can ride. And if you want to fly, we can fly. And even though we're about to collide, it's only gonna be for one night. One night. One night. One night. Don't you come too close to me. I'll only break your heart and leave you out to bleed. Let's not be what we're supposed to be. If you wanna risk it all, then you'll come home with me. I should tell you that I'm not afraid of a little disaster. I like the chase, I love the capture. Before a heartbeat start pumping faster, you should. Though I won't call you after. So if you wanna ride, we can ride. And if you wanna fly, we can fly. And even though we're about to collide, it's only gonna be for one night. So if you wanna ride, we can ride. And if you wanna fly, we can fly. And even though we're about to collide, it's only gonna be for one night.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Get up if you play that sax.
Do you remember that trumpet? Do you remember
Yet it's a trumpet.
It is like a trumpet.
Because I tried to learn it, and
when
then
you
I
play
was
that
listening.
Sax.
Dun, 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 dun. And then I was like, "That is a trumpet." And then the internet agreed with me. Even the artist tweeted me back about it, and I was like, "Yeah, that's definitely not a sax, bitch." Nice lady.
Nice lady.
Who told that joke on Haters Roast where they said she has hit her bottom and he hit her back? Is that Jinx? Or I forget who.
Oh,
lying
man.
About a saxophone.
Jokes are funny.
jokes are amazing.
So this is a little segment.
Less on the jokes. This is more of a.
Now, don't be mistaken. This is not Stanley. This is us singing live. It sounds really similar.
Mary Pie. Roll tape.
Let's get political. I want to get political. Let me see your policy.
That's
hot gossip. What you on? Money don't talk. Play that song. Hot gossip. Battle. Turn it
on. Let's
babble
get political.
On. Let's get political. Babble on.
We have good news from the Supreme Court.
Hot gossip.
Hot gossip. The Supreme Court has ruled in 6-3, a decision on Monday on Bostock versus Clayton County, which applied Title Roman numeral something of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to gay and transgender workers. So basically, a rule was updated or a rule was upheld. But either way, it's illegal for people to refuse or fail to hire or discharge people or to otherwise discriminate against them because of the individual's sex. So no exceptions anymore. No. Everybody's equal.
Yes. So if employees John and Joanne, call me Joanne, both have crushes on Sarah and Joanne, but not John gets the boot, how could Joanne not have suffered illegal discrimination on the basis of her being female or biological sex? Or
wait, is John the lip sync assassin?
this is like the new rules for all stars.
Okay.
Or if John, assigned male at birth, becomes Jane and comes in wearing a dress like Joanne's and is fired for it, while Joanne, however she was born, keeps her job, how is that not illegal sex discrimination as well? So this is the Supreme Court. It's their job to like interpret the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what they're doing here. So
I think go ahead.
Justice Neil M. Gorsuch, textualist answer for the court. Both cases describe wrongs. So Gorsuch writes, the employer intentionally singles out an employee to fire based in part on the employee's sex, period. And like it or not, by the plain terms of the statute, that is not allowed.
Work. So they followed it by the letter of the law, basically, and this wasn't about interpreting or stretching to fit modern day. They just followed what the law said. Mm-hmm. And I think this was the case that Amy, who passed away, was the plaintiff for, where she was fired from her job and she fought back after coming out as a trans woman.
Three plaintiffs and only one of them is living today. Two of them died during this process. Yeah.
And this has been an ongoing thing. I remember listening to a podcast a while back, before lockdown, and they were trying to interpret, is it sex, is it gender? But like this reading of it, it does boil down to like the same thing, and it's unlawful and it's not okay. And it's just a fucking good victory. I mean, I didn't have a lot of high hopes for this Supreme Court to make positive decisions because isn't it like very stacked with like conservative like people? It's like conservatives outnumber the liberals on the Supreme Court right now. But this is a really huge victory and a really good thing. And I'm glad that these protections weren't stripped away from our fucking people. T.
Same,
On period. I am on period right now.
Have you heard about the Kentucky primary news?
Tell me.
Mitch McConnell, who's a Republican and the Senate Majority Leader, is up for re-election, and he's running in the primary for the Democratic. The Democratic opposition running in the primary is Amy McGrath and Charles Booker. McGrath was the Democratic favorite, but Booker is surging in the polls and got an endorsement from Bernie Sanders. And if you're in Kentucky, I'll see you at play. And June 23rd is the primary. So get up and go out and vote, please. Vote now, vote often.
Yes, we want you to use your voice, and our vote in the fall is going to be important to take control in Washington. It just really important. This is a quote from NBC News, okay? With a week to go before primary day in Kentucky, Democratic Senate candidate Amy McGrath is suddenly fending off an insurgent challenger, State Representative Charles Booker.
So what is it? Okay, until recently, break it down for me.
There are two, like, the primary is still an election, and there are two Democrats running to see right now who's going to go up against Mitch McConnell. And everyone was a fan of Amy McGrath, mm-hmm. but now Charles Booker has come into the play, and he is supported by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders. Like, he actually is sort of emerging as the better candidate. So it's the idea that just because someone is in opposition of the Republican or Mitch McConnell, who we all despise, doesn't mean they're necessarily the right candidate. There's still the primary before we can vote for who's going to try to beat Mitch McConnell.
Okay. All right. Well, so who are we endorsing? Do we
Charles
know?
Charles Booker.
So it's all about the Booker.
Yeah, because he's actually been doing the job.
Booker, okay. Blessed and bookered.
Booker. That's what they say when they see Willem's reel. Booker, honey. Just Booker.
Booker.
Just Booker. Booker. I just wanted to include this because it's not just about voting once. You know, it's not just about the president.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's an ongoing thing. And, you know, especially right now because of COVIDina, funky Colmedina, funky COVIDina, it's... Voting is hard, and you might have to wait in line, and there might be fuck ups, and there might be machines that don't work, and all this sort of thing. But it's still very important to like go out and be vigilant and still do it. So
yeah, and
do it.
And the lines might suck, but like RuPaul says in her masterclass, she says if you keep one foot in the future and another foot in the past, you're pissing on the present. But sometimes piss can be a present.
I've always
what
found
really
that to be
do
so.
Is piss on the president.
That too. Well, apparently some Russian hookers did.
Russian hookers. I think that I would be fine.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Can I borrow your charger?
I think that I would be fine if we could beat Mitch McConnell tonight. Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's go on in.
Oh! Are you at the entrance of a cave? Because I sure am.
I have my mask on. I also have my
headlamp.
Is that a squirrel
or a whippoorwill?
We are about to embark on a journey to go... Spelunking, unking, deep inside the DMs.
The quiz god doing this is
I couldn't have said it better myself. Now, this message comes from Rudolph. Dear Willem Whale Eye, Holaska Wife Thousand, and Wig Whipper. Whoops. I am writing to you right after seeing Ms. Jujubee's post on Instagram with the actual promo pictures of All Stars 5 that the Queens did from Quarantina. The theme appears to be black and white. In the light of this, will you or will you not change your cover art? With love from Latvia, Rue. RuPaul, you're in Latvia? RuPaul has properties all over the world. She's in her chateau in Latvia right now, honey.
Well, right now her career is mostly about land management.
Stop.
She said,
"You know what? No,
we're modern."
Here's the first. We'll get to how amazing the picture is, but we're not going to change our promo picture because we fit the prompt. We called purple, and the background is purple. We said purple and black was what we went with, and they are all mostly wearing black and a purple.
There's some
background.
White. There's metallic. There's shit. Like, I feel like my outfit could exist next to Shay or Derek's outfit or Alexis's outfit or Mayhem's outfit for sure. And so could yours. Yours could exist in that world too. And this is a gorgeous photo. Gina Guerin and Shay's partner, Dan, put it together. Yes. And all the benefits are going to the right people. You can check out any of the girls' pages for links to it. It's a beautiful photo. I want to put it on my wall. Mayhem looks like she's dipped in white leather and she looks sickening.
She looks so right.
This is like the Entertainment Weekly looks too, because Angina has like this cool like vinyl mm-hmm. thing on. Derek looks amazing. He's in yes. like the 60s mod thing. Shay looks like art. Blair looks like a $750 an hour call girl. Any standouts for you?
This is great. So wait, this is from the Entertainment Weekly shoot, I'm guessing.
These are the looks that the girls were wearing in it, I think. No, yes. No. Mayhem was in black, I think.
But they changed the color of the garments, though. Because because Derek has this posted on her page, but it's red. It's the same garment. It? And Blair has this posted on her page, and the garment is like color blocked. So I think they took... I think they all did a photo shoot, clearly, where they all looked snatched and sickening. And then they, like, altered the color to make it, like, a cohesive promo look.
Put in that good floor reflection.
This is... I have to applaud these divas. Because this is drag yet excellence. Again... It's yet again proof that drag queens will carry on whether there's a pandemic, whether there's the apocalypse. Drag queens shall carry on. They said, we didn't get to have a proper promo shoot, so you know what? We're going to go ahead and get it together and do it ourselves. And they look astonishing. Very, very
they
beautiful.
They said, there will be booking photos.
Oh, there will be toots.
There will be new high... Res art.
There will be. I don't think I've seen Derek Barry look as beautiful as she looked in the Entertainment Weekly shoot. I thought she just, she's a stunner. And yeah. Mayhem doing floor work.
Oh, we love floor work. We stand a queen who knows her floor work. And Mariah giving off this dark silhouette of body, mm-hmm. just a little S shape. Oh, so good. But
really
how?
Great.
How is Angina as tall as Blair St. Clair? Excuse me?
Well, you know, when you're compositing an image.
Okay.
Sometimes these things happen. But
Alexis is a full head taller than Jujubee. Jujubee looks like a girl that Alexis is walking to school, basically. That's the height difference.
Work.
Not to read, because I love Gina and I love Dan. But we love reading, too.
Well.
We love spelling also, which, but, oh, we talked about that. Never mind.
Would you like to read the next note in our mailbag?
From Justin. Hey, beautiful. Oh. I'm writing this because I just left my job at Starbucks in small town Vermont because they cannot guarantee our protection from customers and are unable to enforce social distancing now that they are forcing us to open our cafe. We can suggest customers stand on the lines marked and wear a face mask, but otherwise we're screwed. Absolutely powerless. My district manager told me I'm not cut out for retail if I can't deal with the public not complying and should leave. So after 4.5 years of building a career at Starbucks, I left. Running a team of people who don't feel safe moving forward hinders all aspects of reopening. I feel very alone right now, and I'm just writing in because I am curious how y'all feel about reopening but not enforcing PPE. Here's some pics of me for you. Hope you love. Keep it up. You help us get through these hard times. Love you.
Well, there's a picture of a dick and an asshole.
Hell yeah.
Which I love variety. Variety is the watchword. Oh, wait. Two pictures of the dick.
And do you see that polka dot panty?
I do, which I always appreciate.
I love a polka dot panty. Any pattern on a panty, really, I enjoy.
I love a clever panty choice. I would say the dick in Starbucks sizes would be a venti.
Mm-hmm. No whip.
No whip.
No whip.
This is the thing. And I read an article recently about this, and it was someone asking, like, I don't feel comfortable going back to work, but here it is. My job is telling me that, oh, we're open now. And, so get ready to come on back in. So I don't know what you can do with Starbucks because they are a giant corporation, but there's
other than getting your whole team to walk out. I mean, if y'all feel that way.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm sure they have other people that would be willing to take your shifts. I don't know how well that would work. Never mind. I'll stop talking.
But no, there is strength in numbers. And that's what this article, I think it was on Vice that I read it. But they describe that, like, you can reach out to your other colleagues and see if they feel the same way, because there is strength in numbers. So, like, if you all sign a piece of paper that says we don't feel comfortable unless this, and this, you know, fucking Chicago T-Rex, that sort of thing. I don't know if that works up against Starbucks, but something we're seeing right now is the power of the people. And if you get together and you put pressure on, whether it's a corporation or a celebrity or whatever, change can happen. So you're probably not alone in feeling this way. So I would say, like, strength in numbers, and I don't know. And it's good that you reached out here, because we have a platform that a lot of people are going to hear this. And Starbucks, I mean, what?
My friend who works at Amazon, hi, he listens, said that they took away the hazard pay, too, that they had.
Hmm?
Yeah, because the Amazon workers got hazard pay. And it's gone now. And I know, I don't know how I feel about places that are, I haven't really been going out other than, like, to my studio, to my house, and then to work in Palm Springs, and then to Lowe's. And that's about it, pretty much. I haven't been to a bank, done everything digitally. I haven't gone to, like, the movies or, yeah, like, to a restaurant to eat yet, because you can go to restaurants in LA again, but I'm not doing any of that. There were 2,400 new cases reported in LA yesterday.
Yeah.
Florida, the day before, had 1,200 new ones. These states that are reopening, Pakistan's doing like a 2 week on, 2 week off social distancing, safer at home thing. Like, there's no solution yet. So I don't know why people are out and partying. And, like, did you see that group of like 21 people all got COVID? Like, 7 employees that work at a bar and then all their friends together in Florida. And then they were on the news.
It's like a lot. It's very the movie Jaws, which is,
we're gonna need to
hear me out, okay? But it really is, because they all know full well that there's a giant shark that eats people out in the water. But the mayor is like, well, our town runs on tourist dollars. We can't close the beach, so don't close the fucking beach. And so they don't close the fucking beach, and the shark eats more people. So this is exactly what's happening with COVID. Is like there's so much pressure to reopen the economy to keep the dollars moving, but it's doing so at the risk of, like, it's putting the people who work at these places at risk. It's like it's putting everybody at risk. So I don't know.
And then some of the people at risk have to put themselves at risk because they need money to live and survive and all that stuff. Like, there's no good answer right now at all. But if you do have a couple extra bucks, thanks for supporting people who need it at the time, and supporting us and listening to us and coming to our spelling bee and helping us support those, because we're all just trying to do what we can do. I love that you asked us like we'd have an answer.
And also, just like culturally, I feel like we need to just like slow our roll a little bit, because it's very easy to just be like, well, things are open, so I'm just going to go like do things like I used to do. But yeah. I think we just all need to just like culturally just be like, let's just like slow it down. Slow it down just for a minute.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice song. I like that.
Okay, I'm going to read the next message.
From Lucas.
From Lucas. Hey, queens, just listened to the most recent episode of Hot Goss, and you guys are absolutely correct. That's a first. About voter suppression. Mission accomplished. A banner comes down. Confetti. The
Wait,
first
does
time
Lucas
we were
work
right.
at the Pulitzer?
The first time we were fucking right about something. Okay, you guys were correct about voter suppression that runs rampant throughout the nation. I just wanted to email you guys about the Stacey Abrams organization called Fair Fight. This organization's sole purpose is to help combat voter suppression in all its forms. Since the 2018 midterm elections, Abrams and her organization have made great strides to combat voter suppression, and there are steps that need to be taken before the November election. I just want to let you know, guys know about Fair Fight, and maybe you can let your listeners know about this incredibly important organization. That's fairfight.com. Love, Lucas. Thank you for that, Lucas.
fairfight.com/drive.
We love Stacey Abrams.
If that bird shits in my wig again.
it's the rare Leah Michelle condor.
From David, our next letter says, hello, Alaska. Oh, wait, sorry, we should keep talking about Stacey.
Okay. Well,
no, my bad.
We love Stacey Abrams.
I just wanted
Abrams.
To get away from the bird.
We love Stacey Abrams. She's doing a lot of good work, and she's right. I mean, there is a lot of work that needs to be done before we get to November, because November needs to run correct. It just does. Go ahead and read the next one, please.
From David. Hello, Alaska, Willem, and the biggest of dippers. My name is David. I recently watched the premiere episode of Work the World on WoW Presents and was horrified to hear Asia O'Hara explain that she gets asked to step out of pictures at meet and greets. I am appalled. Have you ever witnessed this personally? I can totally see both of you completely shutting down the photo op if a fan was this disrespectful like that. This needs to be addressed before things go back to normal. Blatant disrespect and honesty, underlying racism shown by fans, quote unquote, should not be tolerated by any of the major production and event companies. These people should be excused from the venue and not allowed back in. What can we do to make this change happen? If you're buying in a ticket to see one of these shows and you feel like having one of the performers in your picture hinders the outcome, you're an awful human being. Anyway, that was my rant. Don't feel overwhelmed. Just do one thing at a time. Love you all, and thank you for keeping me grounded in these wild and crazy times. P.S. The dishes are done, man.
The dishes Thanks, are David. Done, man.
Oh, wait. So no dick pictures, just some movie quotes. Well, thank you, David. This is not a new issue. People have been asking drag queens to step out of pictures from my first year, and it's not always a race thing.
They
I've been
asked somebody to step I've been asked, out?
You've okay, you're you, so you've never been asked to get out of pictures, but I have. I have been asked to get out of pictures multiple times.
Why is that?
They don't want me in the picture. They just want a picture with their favorite. It's happened a lot.
Well, it's
People
one
do it at
thing.
Meet and greets all the time. They get real bold. And the only time I ever had a problem was after someone didn't want to comply with what the club was doing. I literally grabbed their arm and walked them to the front door of the club. And I was like, we're not doing this. And then I gave them to the security person. I said, don't let them near me again.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been asked to step out of pictures at least 10 times. And not like Murray and Peter things where it's like they take a group shot and then they also pay for their selection with one person. It's like group meet and greets or like pictures with two or three people. It happened with T.S. Madison and Aja in Australia. Somebody asked for a picture with just me and I refused. Like there was a lot of that. It happens. And it's happened with... It's definitely happened with DWV where people were like, oh, I just want a picture with Detox or I just want a picture with Willem. Definitely. I'm sorry Asia's going through this, but it's definitely not only just about race.
But right. Thanks, David. And I watched the clip where Asia's talking about it, and it's really like, it's really emotionally very like hurtful, which is really like the point. It's like, yeah, I mean, I know that the guests have paid a lot for that meet and greet, and so they want it to be the experience they want to have. But like, I just think across the board, it's important to remember that like these are people that you're dealing with, and like, yeah, we're figures from television or from the stage or whatever, but we really are like like human beings, and we're people, and we have feelings. So like, let's just be like a little bit fucking gentler with one another. And I know there's like excitement and everything happens, and it's like it happens really fast, but like just take a second to be like a little bit just more compassionate. I think it's important. Wig, this is my hair.
My hair, darling. From, you gotta take this one?
Yes, this is from Deep Dive, parentheses, Into My Ass, which I think is a song on your debut album, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Hey, Dolls and Dip, longtime listener, first-time emailer, half-Jewish. I thought you might be interested to know that not only did Joelipus do the vocals for India Farah's variety show performance, they also produced Alexis's track.
Work!
Thank you for keeping us fed and informed during these revolutionary times. You're endlessly appreciated. Attached is a pic of my bussy for priority boarding.
Well, not only is there a bussy, but there's a backup car of ball, because I see at least a little man with the bag nudging his way in.
Finally, finally, some balls with no dick.
That's not CeCe Pennington. That's BB Remington.
I mean, how? What words can describe a human anus? I don't know.
It looks like a space landscape. Like if there was
what?
Like, it looks like you could be looking at a picture of space. Like the hole is like a black hole, and then the two galaxies are colliding.
Is this what people like send that? To each other just to be like, hey, want to come over and get some of this? Here's a close-up picture of my anus. Is this?
I mean, I go for a 3/4, and then I put my price at the bottom left.
A 3/4, like. Of what? Your asshole? Oh, your face. 3/4 profile. 45 degree angle. Right.
Thank you so much for this whole pick. I'm very
We appreciate it. I love that we had a bunch of whole picks this week. I love the variety. I love keeping
Let me take a whole pick. Now that was a song on one of my albums.
Let me take a whole pick.
A whole pick. These bottoms don't wear shirts from Groundhog's Day to Thanksgiving. If you have any questions
for
us...
Why does this guy keep capitalizing all the T's in all his words? Is his keyboard broken?
Thanks so much for listening to Hot Goss. We'll get more questions next week if you send them to us. They're available through racechaserpodcast@gmail.com, and good questions and nudity get priority forwarding.
Yes, we also have really exciting bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser, and you can watch all of our videos there a la carte. I believe we just put one up, and it's the roadmap to beauty and success is what it's called. But it's very fun to watch, and it was very fun
to do. Which one are you, darling?
Mariah
because
Paris,
I heard none of the true beauties.
Balenciaga. House of Success.
Well, I'll see you on Instagram. You're the only Alaska 5000. I'm at Willem, and our podcast is at Race Chaser Pod. And the link in our bio on Instagram, Race Chaser Pod, has lots of places you can donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. So please check us out there.
And we encourage you, do something every day to educate yourself, practice anti-racist behavior, reach out to someone with resources, look for volunteer opportunities, go to a protest, wear a mask, open your purse, donate to an organization, sign petitions. There are things you can do. Go ahead and do them.
And we will be back next week with more
piping,
steaming, scalding,
boiling. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.